Tulsa Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of the On the Mat Wrestling Show here on barnburner.ca. We previewed NXT War Games with Steve Carney of WBAA Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Also, Rory Mitchell of Mitchell Report Unleashed. Now we're previewing the first annual Survivor Series. Yes, the Survivor Series in Houston, by the way, match-by-match results as they happen of the Survivor Series on the Barn Burner phone line, 416-800-7771, 416-800-7771, extension 51, toll-free 1-888-680-7771, extension 51. Now let's get to the pre-show, and we have two-hour pre-show. Maybe they're going to add another match, but right now we know the Cruiserweight title is going to be on the line. Enzo Amore, the realest chap in the room, the realest guy in the room. How bad do you want to see him, Rory first, lose the Cruiserweight title?
I really don't even want to see this match. I'm going to be coming home from work, to be honest here. So at the end of the day, Enzo Amore is probably going to win. But this match shouldn't get no airtime. You know what I mean? Let's find a different gimmick for Enzo. How you doing?
Well, how you doing, Steve? Tell me.
You know, it's funny. I was watching the Up, Up, Down, Down YouTube show that's normally done by Xavier Woods, and they have, you know, they have, like, guest hosts and stuff like that, and guys talking about, hey, this is what I'm playing and whatnot for video games. And they had the ring announcer for SmackDown, Greg Hamilton, doing it, and he showed Kalisto without his mask on. I couldn't believe that he allowed that to get on the air, as it, even on YouTube. So if you go to Up, Up, Down, Down's YouTube page, you can actually see Kalisto without his mask on. And that, I think, is the most interesting part of this whole thing. I would love to see them basically use this as a chance to unmask Kalisto and just get rid of this. Get rid of the feud. The feud is stupid. I don't like it.
So real quick, Steve. So you're saying unmask Kalisto and Enzo runs around with the mask going, how you doing?
Yes. Yes.
All right, Steve, I have a question for you. Since you were seeing that up, down show, were you the one who did the video of Xavier Woods? Never mind. All right. Now, the ladies' match, SmackDown side ladies' match, Becky Lynch, Naomi, Carmella, Tamina Snuka, and question mark. That question mark, we talked about it in the NXT preview. From what I hear, could be Nikki Bella, Paige, or the winner of the NXT Women's title. Up against the Raw side, Alicia Fox, Chapman, Nia Jax, Asuka, Sasha Banks, Bayley. My opinion, if you have Asuka and she never lost, she's not going to be on a team that loses. Steve, your thoughts?
Yeah, I tend to agree. We'll start with who the question mark is going to be on the SmackDown side, and I like your thought of whoever wins the NXT War Games. But if you're like me and you think that Peyton Royce is going to win the NXT Women's Championship in the Fatal 4-Way the night previously, I'd like to see it be basically a way that she screws over Ember Moon, and then William Regal says, you know what, you were screwed over, and so now here's how we're going to make it right. We're giving you the opportunity to be the fifth member of the SmackDown team for the Survivor Series, and that's how Ember Moon ends up as the fifth member of the SmackDown women's side. But, yeah, I tend to agree. When you have both Nia Jax and Asuka, I don't think that you want to reduce either of their run, because you can basically see both of them colliding with one of them having the title on their shoulder, and I think that's going to be real interesting to watch. So I don't think that you're going to kill either of their runs yet. So I tend to see the SmackDown side going down.
Although last year they killed both Nia Jackson and all that, the Survivor Series in Toronto. But Rory, your thoughts?
This is challenging. This is difficult.
Can't you just kick the – what? Oh, my gosh. You may have to carry this show.
But here's the thing. The Raw side is all in turmoil, but we're going to get down to it when we break down all the picks. I am going to say this, and Steve made the point. He said, Asuka, you know, you're going to try to make her look strong, but then also at the same time, you can always run a disqualification angle in this match to kind of protect your investment. I'm going to go with the woman's side to win this from SmackDown to get the job done, to be honest with you here.
The Usos versus The Bar. Rory, you start us off.
You got to go with the Uso Penitentiary. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be one hard-fought physical matchup. It's going to be interesting just to see what Cesaro is going to be able to do in this match, you know what I mean, of this magnitude and whatnot. But I'm all in on the Usos like it's a poker table.
Like it's a poker table. All right. Steve, how's your poker table?
Yeah, to be honest, I agree with Rory, and I know you're going to hate me saying that because Rory is what we like to call a contrarian booker. But I tend to agree with him on this one. This is a matchup. I know that they want to get Cesaro some time off so he can work on not having to cut promos with a mouth guard in because his teeth are still shoved halfway into his brain. They want him to get some time off. That's why it would be interesting to see, if you listen to the On the Mat, where we talked about NXT War Games, the fact that the Authors of Pain are most likely on their way to the main roster. Maybe they end up beating up Sheamus and Cesaro to give Cesaro some time off, and so he can get his teeth fixed. And so I wouldn't be surprised if the Usos beat the Bar in this matchup, kind of softening them up for the Authors of Pain, as I use air quotes.
The Miz versus Baron Corbin. Are we going to have a dumpster fire match, Steve?
No, absolutely not. When's the last time you saw a dumpster fire of a match with The Miz and Baron Corbin? I know you hate Baron Corbin with the fire of a thousand suns, Joe. If you could have pulled the lever to have, you know, two dozen chairs fall on Baron Corbin, I know you would. I personally am a big guy when it comes to The Miz. I like everything that he does, whether it's on the mic or whether it's in the ring, and I'm really happy for The Miz, and he's going to find a way to bring out the best in Baron Corbin. I think Corbin ends up getting the win, but mostly because The Miz makes him look good.
All right, Rory?
You got to love The Miz. But I'm going against the grain, and I'm going to pick Baron Corbin in an upset win, believe it or not. You know, Steve has said it. The Miz has a way to be in such an in-ring performer. He has the tendency of, like, and let's just be honest and put this out on the table. The Miz right now, like, if we could put him back in a main event picture, it would be nice. He's got the look, he's got the mic skills, and he's got the characteristic to be a world champion. But right now he's carrying the Intercontinental title. But let's be honest here, Baron Corbin all the way winning this match.
All right.
I got a question for you, Rory, before we get to the next one. Before we get to the Women's Championship or the Shield of the New Day here, Joe, I have a question for Rory. Miz, future WWE Hall of Famer, yes or no and why?
1,000%. 1,000% he has to be. You got to remember, when he carried the title and he fought, I believe it was John Cena at that WrestleMania, Miz was on a undefeated run. And when I say undefeated, I mean – just by what he was doing, like, he was single-handedly carrying the WWE. And like I said, I've always liked The Miz. I've always liked what he brings. And maybe that's because he used to be, he was on, a TV show on MTV and whatnot. But he's got the look and he's got the part. And he has to be a future Hall of Famer in the WWE.
Now, Steve, let me rebuttal this. I'm gonna ask you the same question, but I'm going to tell you. If Coco Beware is in the Hall of Fame, The Miz is in the Hall of Fame.
I agree, and I wanted to hear someone else say it, because I've had people go, why would the Miz be in the Hall of Fame? This is a guy that you have to remember that spent the first, I want to say, 9 months of his career dressing outside the locker room because they wouldn't let him in the locker room. He had no respect amongst the guys. This is a guy that has earned the respect of that locker room, and not just some of the guys. I'm talking everybody in that locker room respects what the Miz has done in this business, that he basically took an opportunity from Tough Enough and working on MTV reality shows and turned himself into one of the best entertainers of this generation. And so I agree with Rory that he is 1,000% in when he decides to hang it up.
And anybody who marries a Canadian is always a Hall of Famer in my book. All right. Now, Charlotte against Alexa Bliss. Charlotte just capturing the ladies' title on SmackDown. Then getting beat up badly. And it's in Houston. I think Charlotte wins to set up the Ronda Rousey and the Four Horsewomen against the Four Horsewomen. Should be interesting to see if Charlotte actually pins two of the Four Horsewomen, Bayley and Sasha. Let's start off with Steve.
Yeah, they've done a really good job of putting this together, and I was kind of wary when it was Alexa Bliss and Natalya. As much as I like Natty, I just was not excited for this. But watching Alexa Bliss and Charlotte go at it is good. You want to talk about two of the most athletic women in that division, and one being a giant. You know, Charlotte, I think, is 6'1". She's a huge woman, and Alexa Bliss is so little. This reminds me of something like Rey Mysterio versus The Undertaker. And while most people would have thought that would have been an awful matchup, if you remember the match between Rey Mysterio and The Undertaker, that was a really damn good match. And it showed that the little guy could work with the big guy, and the big guy could work with the little guy, and I'm really excited for it.
Rory?
Joe, you talk about she got jumped. She got beat up. She got gang beat with the invasion of Raw on SmackDown. And the crazy thing about it, when I was watching it the other night, when they were all circling around Charlotte, I was like, what did Alexa Bliss hit Charlotte with in the face? I thought it was the Money in the Bank briefcase, to be honest. Because when I heard that smack, I'm like, she's 5 foot nothing. Like, what did she hit her with? You know, ton of bricks. But this match, I will say this right now, this match is going to be fabulous. It's going to be better than the Charlotte and Sasha Banks feud. And I will say this right now, give these ladies at least 20 to 30 minutes of airtime.
All right, enough of you, Rory. Let's get to the next match here. Like, this guy makes no sense here. All right, 20 to 30 minute match. They'll be lucky to get 12. All right, The Shield, The New Day, Rory. And by the way, before Rory interrupts or gives his thoughts, I'm going to say Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn interfere in this match. Rory, now, go ahead.
Get out of here. They're not going to interfere in that match and what, get spiked powerbomb to a table? Come on.
All right.
Let's be honest.
I'm going to reveal something to Rory. Obviously, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. Steve, maybe I'm revealing it to you. There are puns going around right now, last night at SmackDown, about Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. They're going to portray the Canadian angle, and they need another Canadian to join up with them. Who? Come on, who is that other Canadian? Steve, do you want to tell them who, I said this 10 times, who the other Canadian is?
No, I'm not going to go there. Although it makes sense because I have, you know, the New Day, to me, that angle is finally coming to an end. And it wouldn't surprise me to see that sort of turn from I it wouldn't surprise me to see that sort of turn, but I don't know. I don't know if this is the point where you want to do it, because I think that's a really long lead up to what could end up being. I think they want this to happen at WrestleMania, and so I just have a feeling that if they do it now, they may be starting a little too early.
Who?
You never know.
So who is it? Who?
All right, Rory.
Who is it?
You come on, you don't know who this guy. I gave you guys hints. I said it 10 times. 10 times.
Ooh, he's got you fired up, kid.
Okay. He still says you. Steve, this guy's killing me. Who? 10 times.
Fired up.
The 10. Come on, Rory.
He's got you fired up. I'm just saying, like, you need to tell the listeners, not everybody's all hip to what's going on, so who is
Listen,
it?
Listen, if you're not hip to here on the Mat Report, you shouldn't be listening if you're not hip to the On the Mat Report, all right? I don't care if I lost a call or two. Look, I'll bring back Storm and Norman, who loves wrestling, right, Steve? Come on. We're talking about Ty Dillinger. All right. Now, let's get to the semi-main event, because I'm going to leave the main event, the men's main event, AJ Styles, the new WWE champion, up against Brock Lesnar, the Universal champion. Rory, your thoughts?
Well, the biggest thing you got to also say to yourself here is, how many German suplexes is AJ Styles going to sell?
How many German suplexes is AJ Styles going to have? You want me to say it to myself, so give me an answer.
Why don't you just tell us who and how many he's going to take?
He'll take the most. He'll take the most that has ever been done. I think there's 31 Survivor Series so far. Let's cut it in half. Probably he'll take at least 16 to 17.
I don't think AJ Styles' body is ready for that many. John Cena took that much, and you got to remember he's a heavier dude than AJ Styles. This is going to be a good match. This might look similar to when CM Punk fought Brock Lesnar at that one pay-per-view back in the day. I want to say AJ Styles, but you already know. They're going to go with the Beast Unleashed, you know, Paul Heyman guy. They're going to go with Brock Lesnar to probably win this match, and hopefully it's not a squash match. I want to see at least some competitive.
Wait a minute. You're going to give it 20 to 30 minutes, right?
I'm on the fence with this one. Really, Joe, I'm on the fence.
What do you mean you're on the fence? You're giving a ladies' match 30 minutes, and you're not giving AJ Styles?
Go listen to the Mystery Report. Listen to you two fighting like a couple of married people.
Married?
Yeah.
I'm not married with children. Rory's a shoe salesman. Come on.
Now, you sound like an old married couple like Billy and Chuck. So I look at this matchup. How does Jinder Mahal fit into this? That's, I think, the big question of this match. Because you know Jinder Mahal's going to get involved at some point. And while I agree that there's probably going to be 16 or 17 German suplexes, I bet Mahal takes quite a few of them as well. So I tend to think that they're going to have Brock take the victory in this one. But I think it could be real interesting, and especially for Stephanie McMahon wanting to prove the brand superiority of the red brand over the blue brand. I really think that a Brock Lesnar victory over both AJ Styles and an interfering Jinder Mahal is going to help with that.
All right. Now, Team Raw and Team SmackDown men's side. We'll start off with Raw, Kurt Angle, Captain, Triple H, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, SmackDown side, Shane McMahon, Captain, John Cena, Randy Orton, Shinsuke, Bobby Roode. Steve, forget about who's going to win or lose. Which guy is going to be the star of this match? Because you got Kurt Angle, you got Triple H, you got Shinsuke, you got John Cena, you got Bobby Roode. Which guy is going to be the show of this match?
So Joe, you're asking me who's?
Yes, who?
So I think you can probably pick out the guys that they want to put the spotlight on, one on each side. And really, for me, on the Raw side, it's Braun Strowman. They've done everything to this guy. They've thrown him into a garbage truck. They've had Kane drop, two dozen chairs on his head and choke slam him through the stage. He did the running powerbomb through the ring here on Raw this past week. In the run up, obviously it's Braun Strowman on the Raw side. On the SmackDown side, you're looking at probably Shinsuke Nakamura, though. I think Bobby Roode could also get a big spotlight here on the SmackDown side. Either way, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they finish this, because I tend to think that the Blue Brand is going to win, and that's going to set up the animosity between Kurt Angle and Stephanie McMahon, and then that will, of course, bring Triple H into things, and all of a sudden, now you have Kurt Angle, Triple H going for WrestleMania.
All right, Rory?
Like I said at the beginning of the segment, the Raw side is in shambles. We hear about Braun Strowman being the star. Let's be honest. You got to look. He's got a situation, personal that is still with Kane. I expect to see Kane probably take Braun Strowman out of this match. Everybody wants to lean towards the blue side to win this. I'm not, because there's one piece of a major player on that SmackDown side that I think is going to make a jump. Now, this is basically me going back in my heyday of when Evolution used to run the WWE. Randy Orton on one side, Triple H on the other. I'm just saying, Randy Orton's days are numbered, I feel, in SmackDown. There's no more really room for him to grow. So I could possibly see the angle being flipped to Randy Orton to RKO somebody for Triple H to pick up the win, and Randy Orton migrates himself over to Raw.
Okay, that brings up
the
question.
So since we've seen the Nate, and if you see Randy Orton with Ric Flair, is Dave Bautista far behind then?
Well, he's trying to – I don't know what's going to happen with him, He's trying to pursue also MMA career. So I don't know, but I have a sneaky feeling that Raw is going to win this. Just because, like I said again, I see Braun Strowman, and I see Kane is going to cancel out Braun Strowman. Finn Balor and Samoa Joe, I don't get that. And then them bringing back a major piece like Triple H, Triple H is the man, right? So Triple H probably is going to run through SmackDown by himself. Leave him and Kurt Angle to run through SmackDown, and then where Randy Orton probably turns on one of those guys. You know what I mean?
Okay, that brings up the question. They just took out on Raw Jason Jordan. Jason Jordan, for Rory, who doesn't know, Jason Jordan's the son of Kurt Angle. So what role does Jason Jordan play in this match, if at all? Steve, let's start off with you.
Well, and Rory talks about, Randy Orton being the one who defects over. That's why I think Jason Jordan becomes a part of this and ends up helping the Blue Brand to set up the Kurt Angle versus Triple H WrestleMania run. So I think that that Jason Jordan does get involved in this and does end up causing something to happen, maybe to Triple H, and get him eliminated from this matchup. So let's see what happens.
All right, so I'm just quickly, I want to see which side both you guys have. So let's start off with, I'm not even going to say yes or no, what side. So let's start off. The lady side, which side did you pick? Raw? Steve, you picked Raw or SmackDown?
I picked Raw.
Okay, the ladies match, Rory, did you pick Raw or SmackDown?
I picked SmackDown.
Okay, so it's 1-1. All right, so the men's side, Rory, both you guys, I think, picked SmackDown, right?
For the men's elimination match?
Yes.
I picked Raw. I picked Raw.
And I picked SmackDown.
So it's, again, 1-1. All right. The tag team match, you picked the Usos, right? Both you guys, I believe, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So there, okay, both you got Miz and Baron Corbin.
Yeah, both is Baron Corbin.
You picked both Baron Corbin, right? All right. Now, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte, you picked Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm picking Charlotte because I didn't really get a chance to finish my thought there, but yeah, Charlotte.
All right, enough of you. So basically, and then you picked both Brock Lesnar, and
yes.
The Shield, you picked both of you, right?
No,
so
I actually didn't get a chance to make my
pick. We got a tie.
No, Rory did not pick. And in fact, I don't think I picked either.
I know, so I guess we have to revisit this match.
It depends on this match. Go ahead.
You got to go with the logical pick. You got to say the Shield because they're going to try to make this faction look strong.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, you're not going to do anything to hurt Rollins, Ambrose, and Reigns. Give me the Shield.
So right now, you guys have picked one more match in favor of Raw. Raw wins, according to Steve Carney, WD, on Tampa Bay, Florida, and Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. Raw wins 4-3. Now, Steve, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can get a hold of me. And actually, I have SmackDown winning for hold on a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm trying to, because we both picked Brock Lesnar, we both picked the Shield, we both picked, but then I picked the Raw, because I'm going through, because we both picked Charlotte, we both picked Baron Corbin, we both picked the Usos.
Three.
So we both have SmackDown winning 4-3.
All right, so SmackDown winning 4-3. So you're favorite of your Tampa Bay Blues, okay? Your Tampa Bay Lightning blue.
Yeah.
Actually, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers are red, but anyways. So go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, but they're 3-6 too, so who cares?
Yeah, who cares? All right, and the Tampa Bay Rays are sort of blue, right? So you're going with the blue brand. Yeah,
that's
you're
right.
Going with the blue brand. Tell everybody how they could get a hold of you, Steve.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Steve Carney, StevCarney. I know it's real original. You can hear me weekdays from 3-6 on with my friend Steve Dunick here on 620 WDAE. If you're not in the Tampa Bay region listening on your radio, you can always catch it on iHeartRadio, both live and on demand.
All right, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. Tell everybody how they could get a hold of you and. If you have any added comments, do it at the end. Rory, go ahead.
Who are we speaking of? Okay, you can follow me at RoryEGN on Twitter, on SoundCloud for the Mitchell Report Unleashed, iTunes, searching my name, Rory Mitchell. And added comments is Survivor Series is a cannot-miss show featuring who?
What is this guy calling? Who? You know, Steve, pass me my trombone here. Enough with this guy. I'm going to take you out faster than Raw took you guys out last night or on Tuesday night on SmackDown. Now, Steve.
So you say you're going to be under siege?
Yes, you're under siege, Rory. Now, any last comments, Steve?
I'm excited for the entire weekend. Of wrestling, with the exception of that Kalisto Enzo Amore match in the pre-show. I don't think anybody could be happy for that one.
Now, Steve, I know you do also NFL and Major League Baseball or whatever, but I'm going to ask you to go on a limb. The CFL is in their divisional finals. The Argos in the East are playing Saskatchewan, who has transferred over to the East. In the East semifinal, and then the West, a battle of Alberta, Calgary, and Edmonton. The winners meet next week at the Grey Cup. Could we see in the Canadian Football League a Saskatchewan, Edmonton, or Calgary final? What do you say, Steve?
Well, I think whoever wins needs to do the limbo, like I saw on in the end zone.
I get it. Ottawa Redblacks. Yes. So imagine this: it's the Super Bowl. But Grey Cup is arguably American Super Bowl. You got Saskatchewan, who's going to represent the East, up against a West team. Two Western teams. It only could happen in the Canadian Football League.
Anyways, Rory, you want to talk about the CFL or you want to cut it off?
Well, let's just go through
that. Enough of you. All right. Thanks a lot, Rory and Steve. Thanks for your Survivor Series predictions and also your NXT TakeOver War Games. Rory, I won't cut you off, I promise. Go ahead. Give your thoughts.
Go ahead.